Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now it's time for Mark and Hart, featuring Mark James.
I'm the one who popularized rap music in the Western Mass suburbs in the early to mid-90s.
Mark with a C.
Zidane Old Chara.
Stale Arnold.
Jarrett Studdum.
And Andy Hart.
Why are you such a donkey, bro?
Bro. Yeah, bro, I'm a donkey.
You're the Houston Texans of gamble.
You know I'm up, I'm down, I'm good, I'm bad.
I'm actually going to print t-shirts. I make Mark James remotely tolerable. Weekends.
Mac and Hart.
Mark and Hart.
Mark and Hart.
It's Mark and Hart right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
If we're both cheating, but I cheat
Andy,
better than the other cheater, am I really cheating worse?
Here's the difference.
That's what he was saying.
No,
that's the only explanation.
But Andy, will you let me talk, for God's sake, shut up for a minute.
He's mad now.
God almighty. It's
Chris,
like,
and Pepperell. Hey, Chris, I got a question for you. Chris.
Yep.
Okay. My question to you is, how is Mutt received when you say the name Mutt in Pepperell?
I don't know what you mean. What do you mean?
Like Mutt. Mike Muttnansky. He's from Pepperell. So what do people there think of Mutt?
I didn't even know he was from this area.
That says it all.
That says it all, Chris. By the way, Chris, you answered correctly. Thank you very much.
Hart is like Paul Pierce. Great player. But then here comes you, KG.
Anything possible!
All right, Mark and Hart's good Saturday morning. There's more there. He explains it. He says, you're Paul Pierce and I'm Kevin Garnett. I said, I'll take that any day. I go, listen, if you compare Hart to Paul Pierce, he's going to love it. So,
yeah, I'd say I'm more like Kawhi Leonard.
No,
Came in with lower expectations, and then everybody's realizing, damn, he's might be the best there is.
Well, I would say Paul Pierce is pretty good.
He's pretty good, but he wasn't going to win without Garnett, and I don't feel the same way about you.
No.
You're closer to Paul Pierce.
No.
They were going to have to get rid of you, trade you, move on from you. You weren't living up to your potential.
No. I'm KG all the way because I came in overhyped.
You think you are.
Overrated out of high school. You know, like all that stuff. I'm KG all the way. So, plus, I'm not a bad actor, so he just came off that Uncut Gems performance. Which,
oh, yeah. Did you see that?
I did.
You good?
Oh, yeah. Not Oscar worthy, but, you know, that's why I kind of laughed when people said, Adam Sandler Oscar? I told you, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood get shut out except for Brad Pitt, which I didn't mind because I thought Brad Pitt was the only saving grace of the movie. They got completely shut out, and thank you for the Academy. Now, obviously, I was ecstatic because I love the Joker. I felt as though the Joker got ripped off. They should have won Best Movie, but Joaquin Phoenix at least got the Best Actor. I didn't see Parasite.
Well, you can't read, so it's not for you. Subtitles, right?
Well, Andy, what did I just tell everybody last week on Netflix to read, to watch, that just started two days ago? Eamon?
Give so many recommendations on Netflix.
Eamon, what did I just tell everybody to watch that started 2 days ago on Netflix?
New season of Narcos?
Season two. Andy, will you tell this idiot right here how what is that show all about?
Garnett is angry.
Good job, Hart.
Would you tell them what that show is all about?
Narcos?
Yeah, no, in terms of the bottom of the screen.
I don't actually think you can't read, you know.
Subtitle.
I don't actually think. I know you read my stories and look for the typo that says England, whatever I did, E-N-E-G-N-L, or whatever I did that one time. You and Typos Guy online.
Yeah, Typos Guy.
Your little
guy,
hobby.
Typos Guy is funny, though.
You know, I broke him.
Well, how?
I broke him.
How?
Because he used to just berate any typo on WEEI.com and come after us on social media.
Yeah.
And I said, you realize any story you read online, I can find a typo in it. Boston Globe, Associated Press. And then I checked his timeline one day. He's now harassing everybody. The Globe, 98.5's website, everybody. Because he's realized they're everywhere.
Oh.
Every time I read a story, you know, you read The Athletic. And they are a massive conglomerate that actually has real editors, copy editors. I can find typos in it.
Yeah.
They're everywhere. It's the reality of the world. I'm not saying it's right or okay.
Right.
But it's the reality of the world.
I think that out of all of you guys, there's probably more, and I love them. There's more in Hannibal's.
Oh, relax. We're not doing this.
No. But
he's on his honeymoon, and you're ripping him.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, he's in Hawaii for like 2 weeks.
When did he get married? Like last week or something?
No. During the season, right before the season.
Okay,
so they put it off till after football.
Nice.
I mean, that's good. Nice.
Let's hey.
He's got 2 weeks in Hawaii with his wife, and then he's got a week in Indy with me at the combine. It's going to be
Yeah, I'm sure he's
What would you rather do?
Nothing. Well, go to the restaurant that Colin Coward recommended a long time ago. I think it's called Moss. No. I'm sorry. No, it's, St. Elmo's.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. St. Elmo's. Always do St. Elmo's.
Okay, St. Elmo's.
Some people think it's a tourist trap that's living off its sort of reputation now, but you got to do it. It's just, you do it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'll be there.
St. Elmo's, man. Yeah. Just
from you've been there, right?
I haven't. I've never been in Indianapolis.
Really?
No.
It's like my second home.
Hey, I'm just tell me you know Pat McAfee. You'll get a reservation like probably right away.
Well, it is. I mean, Combine Week, it gets crazy because when you go there, it's the Combine people.
Right.
So, you got the three kids that are wearing their sweatshirts. They just ran a 40 over here. There's three agents over here.
Nice.
You got Sean Payton sitting behind you. All the scouts are there. But their shrimp cocktail is what they're known for. They're a steakhouse. But they have this eye-watering shrimp cocktail. It literally makes your brain burn for like a half a second.
Yeah. I'm hungry today. Are you hungry? Just curious.
I mean, is that a serious question?
Eamon, you hungry?
I'm always hungry.
One day I didn't eat breakfast before I came in.
I didn't bring my wallet, so I couldn't buy anything on the way in.
All right, well, I'm starving. You're
State
starving.
Troopers, Eamon's you didn't starving. Hear
that. Yes. Don't go over 3 miles over the speed limit, especially in Watertown. They'll pull you over.
Hart just dry snitching on himself.
So, yeah, I know. What are you doing?
Come on. Is what it is. I forgot my wallet.
Yeah, we got narcos. This guy's narco.
I have a license. I just don't have it on my
body. I know. So I'm hungry. We're all hungry. Who knows? Maybe the grace of the food gods. Listening on the way in to Courtney Fallon, who sounded like she was in a tin can, and Greg Hill on First Bite or
Extra Sauce. At least know the name. If you're going to take shots at him, get the details right.
Well, listen to the guy from Aria. I will tell you, made me hungry. So I'm hungry. We're all hungry. Who knows? Maybe the food gods will deliver something today.
That would be a true gift from the heavens.
Yeah, that really would be. All right, so Thursday night at the Celtics game, what a game. NBA Finals, I'm sure you watched it.
Yes.
NBA Finals type feel. It could have been easy for these two teams to just sort of lay it up, okay, and just go into the All-Star break. Hey, man, let's just, no. These two teams went into it, Game 7, NBA Finals. They knew the whole world was watching. Robert Kraft, Stephon Gilmore's there, so you know it's a big game. When Robert Kraft shows up, it's a big game. Because he ain't showing up for the Knicks or, like some of these bad teams out there. He's showing up for the big ones. And, I want to sit there and sing the praises of Jason Tatum's performance. I want to look at, just Marcus Smart. And even the guy who had a really bad game shooting-wise, 6 of 21, Gordon Hayward, who that night was Gordon-Ary Hayward. But in the last minute and 40 seconds, he steps up, hits a huge three, blocks Lou Williams' shot, hits off his head, goes out of bounds. Gordon Hayward, to me, in that last minute and 40 seconds, won the game. And then now Jason Tatum carried you.
Right.
So that's
what your stars do. Like, that's the question. We've said this all along, right?
Yep.
The J team. One of those guys has to develop into a true star. Because if you just trying to cruise along with, as Glenn Ordway would tell him, a fun little team, a nice little team, and you have three top 20 players, if you think, Hayward, Tatum, Kemba, and Brown are the, whatever you want to put them, 16th best player in the league, 18th best, they need one of those guys to elevate to top 10 player, top 5, become a star.
Right.
Because we know the reality is you still need a star to win in the NBA. If you're going to go, you have Giannis in front of you in the East, you have Kawhi and company or LeBron and company, those teams out West. Are we seeing the evolution of Jason Tatum? Now, it's a short span. One thing I do like,
well,
it reminds
night,
me of a little contract.
That night we did.
We did, but you got to string them together. You can't have,
I know.
It's sort of like Hayward. How many times this year have we said Hayward's back, and then he gets hurt?
Well, I feel as though he's really back now.
I know, he's really back
this
time, because it's like the third time we've said he's back. We can talk about him later. But from the Jason Tatum perspective, the All-Star game thing to me is a little bit like a big contract. We talked about it earlier in the year. Jaylen Brown got a contract and got better. Oh, he went out there and got better.
So after
Jason Tatum's an all-star, and now he looks like an all-star.
Well, dude,
right?
you just echoed exactly what Brad Stevens said after the game. I went to his press conference, and Brad Stevens said, I am just, you know, floored how after Jason Tatum got named to the all-star game, he game has gone another level. And even more so, Jaylen Brown, who did not get named to the all-star game, his game has gone to another level.
Which is perfect.
Which is unbelievable. At the end of the day, that's what you want. And I would say, so like the whole game, I mean, I thought it was going to go to triple overtime. It was just, it was incredible. I was hoping it would go to triple OT, but now, okay, so Jaylen Brown didn't play, but they also didn't have a first-team All-NBA player in Patrick Beverley, and Paul George didn't play in the second half. And really, in the first half, he was hurting you more than he was helping him. All things be considered, after the game, I was there like in the Clippers locker room, and I got a chance. Kawhi Leonard took four questions. I got one of them in.
Nice.
So,
good percentage.
It was a pretty
Did he ask you what kind of question is that, and you said a good question?
No. He's such a, like yeah, they're right. No, a legitimate one there, Kyrie. But someone asked about Jason Tatum, and do you feel as though he put Jason, as they say in the wrestling business, he put Jason Tatum over after the game and said, yes, he's becoming one of the best players in the NBA. He's doing that. And I was like, wow, like when you can do it on that stage. Now, here's another thing. You said you got to do a string back to back. No, here's something else. What happened Thursday night means nothing 3 months from then in mid-May.
Right.
So that at the end of the day means absolutely nothing. So we have to see them do it on a big stage. We have to see them do it in the playoffs. Now, the Celtics are 8-4 this year against the top three seeds in the Eastern and Western Conference. They've beaten the number one seed Lakers, the number two seed Nuggets, and now the number three seed Clippers in the West. So they're playing well against the best, which is really good.
But you got to get there.
You got to get there.
Now it's going to be important how they play against the Sixers potentially, and then certainly the Bucks. Well, the Bucks are ridiculous.
But you know what? You know what I think about Milwaukee? I think they might be the Baltimore Ravens of the NBA. I think they might just have a great regular season. I'm not saying they're going to get bounced in the first round like Lamar did,
yep,
and Ingram, but I'm saying that let's not go ahead. If you're in Milwaukee, I wouldn't book hotel rooms for L.A. in June just yet. Just now, if Tristan Thompson gets bought out and Danny Ainge brings him to Boston, I'm telling you, I'm not hoping. The Celtics are in the Eastern Conference Finals. He is the difference maker.
Well, I already think, I said all along, I thought they had a chance to be an Eastern Conference Finals team. I think they're a really good team. They lack depth, but their starting core is probably as good as anyone's if you want to, you know, balance it out 1-5 type team. I was also interested, we saw last summer that the Red Sox didn't make a move, right? And the season felt like,
right,
the reaction within the clubhouse was clearly, well, it's over. Well, the Celtics didn't make a move, and I know a lot of people from the outside said, oh, Danny doesn't think they can win. So he figures, why invest in something that's not going to get me past Milwaukee, right?
Yeah.
That was sort of the outside perception.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like that was the internal perception, because the team has gone out there and fought its ass off, right? And looks like they're playing better. Like,
no,
okay, this is what we got. Let's go. Let's do this.
It's only been 1 week since y'all.
No, I know, but it's
right.
A week.
Sure.
It could have been a bad week.
They won 8 out of 9.
It could have been a bad week. Yeah. Instead, it was a good week.
Stevens, after the game, mentioned, hey, we won 8 out of 9, and that's really good.
Right.
And they did it Thursday night without Jaylen Brown, who's been one of their best players this year. Here's the question when it comes down to, and that's why Tristan Thompson, I can't emphasize enough to you, aside from his personal relationships, he is the difference maker, because he's a guy who can frustrate the hell out of Embiid, Giannis, Horford's. I mean, Tice could probably. I'm not even Horford. Oh boy, does Danny look like an omniscient genius for not giving Horford $100 million deal for? Because that.
Except he wanted him back. It's a little like the Kyrie thing.
Well, that's
he's getting
saying.
Lucky. He wanted him back.
So he wanted Kyrie back,
but he lucked out the way it all played. But whatever. Sometimes you got to be lucky and good.
Right.
Mix them together.
He did want Kyrie back. He wanted Horford back, and I think the Celtics. Now, here's the thing: who's better, the Celtics with Tatum, Jaylen, Kemba, and Gordon Hayward versus Milwaukee with Giannis, Middleton, and a bunch of other dudes. They don't have Brogdon's gone. He's in Indiana now, and Indiana's starting to come on a little bit. So that whole thing. But the biggest thing that took place in the game the other night, which wasn't actually part of the game, you wouldn't have known it unless you were on social media or you were inside TD Garden, was the announcement that Kevin Garnett's going to have his number 5 retired.
Right. Well-deserved, right? Or wrong? Oh, made a face. No, listeners couldn't hear it, but he made a face.
No, I'm going to go into it. No, it's not well-deserved.
What?
Well, here's the thing. You're the Boston Celtics. You are the, for lack of a better term, you're the Yankees of the NBA in terms of championships, in terms of retired numbers. I just don't, I felt like Kevin Garnett, what he did was amazing here. They could have and should have won 2 or 3 titles, right?
Sure.
Sure. I mean,
very easily could have. I mean, they won one and they went to the finals. Could have won.
And if he didn't get hurt in the year in between against Orlando, I covered that series. He was hurt in that series. If he didn't get hurt there, they probably beat Dwight Howard and the Magic. Now, Dwight Howard and the Magic had a really good year that year. I know you can, Dwight. No, really. This is when people actually thought Dwight Howard was a top 5 NBA player. And people used to say, who could you build your team around? Dwight Howard or LeBron? I'll take Dwight Howard, which was crazy. But back then, looking at it, yes, this was a different team. I don't get it. I don't get it because he was only here for 6 years. He led you to one title. One.
Yes.
You just can't do it. Now, the Celtics are a team that, you know, if you ask me, like, if I say to you, okay, here are the Lakers' retired numbers. Let's just go. Ready? Elgin Baylor. If you have any issues, stop me. But okay. I don't think you will. Gail Goodrich. Jerry West. Jamal Wilkes. Shaquille O'Neal, Magic Johnson, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Elgin Baylor, I already mentioned him, and the late, great Kobe Bryant. You don't have any issue with that.
No.
The fact that this has become an issue, that people are saying, well, Garnett's number should be, no, it shouldn't. Like, when you do this, you cheapen the legacy of a retired number.
It's already been cheapened. Should Don Nelson have his number retired?
Or Bill Sharman.
Right. So Red established something, and I've heard a lot of people that are pretty informed on this. This is Red. Red's imprint is on the retirement of numbers, right? He retired the number of Jim Luskatoff, right?
Yeah.
I believe he never started a game. Like, I believe that was Red's theory. We all have roles and players and bench.
How about
and team,
Don Nelson?
That's what, you know, I just said that. So you've already established that as
Bill
your...
Bill Sharman? I looked at Bill Sharman.
And Kevin Garnett was the centerpiece of an era, correct? It wasn't a long era. I'm not going to give him, you know, 12, 15 years.
Right.
He won a title. He did exactly what he's supposed to do, right?
Yep.
He was brought to town to put together the big three. First of all, he put together the big three before he arrived. He was the reason the second Celtics big three existed. Wouldn't have existed without him, correct? There was actually the possibility
he had to sign off on it, and Kevin McHale had to help.
No, I know, but Paul Pierce, there was a chance, okay, we do this, or maybe Paul Pierce goes elsewhere.
Sure.
Right? We put this together, absolutely. Or we look in a different direction. Right. There's, you know, plan A, plan B, plan C. Some of them were, hey, Paul Pierce is gone.
Hey, I will remember this. I'll take you one back. I remember, this is old school, because this happened back on draft night 2007, the Seattle Supersonics. They were still a team up until after the 08 draft when they took Russell Westbrook before they moved to Oklahoma City. Seattle trades Ray Allen to Boston for Jeff Green, who they just drafted. They just out of Georgetown. And I'll never forget, Stephen A. Smith said, Danny Ainge must be trying to get fired. I'll never forget it on draft night with Jay Billis and who else was on that broadcast Friday? But he said, Danny Ainge, I don't know what the hell he's doing, but the Boston Celtics continue showing why they are relevant. And it ended up becoming part of a bigger picture, which was the fact that you got KG a little bit after it. But they traded Jeff Green, who they just drafted at Georgetown, for Ray Allen. And people were like, what? Huh? What are you doing? And it ended up working out. I just think when you look at the totality, listen, Cornbread Maxwell, you could say, and I've known Cornbread for over a decade now. He comes in Charlotte in the offseason, used to come in studio, and we had this comedian on the show, and he would make fun of Cornbread. Cornbread's awesome. I love Cedric Maxwell. He did more for the Boston Celtics than Kevin Garnett. He won a finals MVP, and he won
by himself?
No, but he won two titles.
Who was the centerpiece of the most recent title? Kevin Garnett.
Well, who was the centerpiece of 81? It wasn't Larry Bird. It was Cedric Maxwell.
Okay. Right. So you can make that argument.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, if you're the centerpiece of a title, right? Because people get into Dennis Johnson. Well, he was kind of along for the
ride. Well, can I give you
great player, but along for the ride.
Can I give you one? And because, you know, it's been 25 years, I'm going to give you, and you mentioned the Jim Luska Toff, whatever the hell his name is.
Luska Toff.
Luska Toff.
Lasky.
I'm going to give you one, and, I, you know, it's 25 years later now, so I don't, you know, I'm not. You talk about a number that should be unretired. Now, I know they'll never do that because that's not in their nature. Reggie Lewis. Reggie Lewis played six seasons for the Celtics. He made one All-Star game.
He died. That was a little...
No, but I mean, you don't retire...
No, I know, but they do. That's what I'm saying. Their precedent has been set long ago, the way they treat numbers. This is a bigger issue. I brought this up to Keith yesterday. The way around this is what a lot of the other teams like the Patriots have done. Have a team Hall of Fame.
I'm right.
That's separate.
That's right.
That is where
right.
Kevin Falk goes. That's where
yes.
Troy Brown goes. You wouldn't retire those numbers. It's different for football anyway because you need 70 numbers over the course of a season. You can't start retiring everybody. But the bigger issue is if it were special, like Upstairs Joe came down and talked about the Packers. They've retired six numbers in the history of their franchise, or five, whatever it is. It's a really low number for a team that's been around 100 years, has been at the forefront of football forever, could probably retire more if they wanted to go the Celtics route. They didn't. They have a team Hall of Fame. That's how it's. That's how you do the difference. Or the in football, the Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah. But the Celtics have established a tradition.
Well, do you
and based on their established tradition, Kevin Garnett should have his number retired. And I firmly, he set the culture. I agree with ownership. Wick Grosbeck, when he said, now, I didn't really like that he said, we knew we were going to retire it immediately. Like, he knew, what did he say? Like, in 07, we knew we were retiring Kevin Garnett's number. Like, it was obvious. I don't really like that whole idea, but he set the tone for that culture. Remember all the, I keep going back to this, because I don't know if it annoyed me or I enjoyed it, but remember when he wouldn't let anybody shoot after, you call a timeout or there's a whistle, and people do those little three-pointers after the whistle, and Garnett would jump up and basically goaltend.
Yeah.
Not allow the ball to go through the hoop.
Yeah.
It was like this whole mentality thing.
Yeah,
that's who he was. He was the straw. Well, take the Reggie Jackson. He was the straw that stirred the Celtics' drink to a title, so I have no problem with his number going up with Lusky.
Well, with the one thing, though, a lot of people will tell you, some people will associate number five as much with Bill Walton. Bill Walton was amazing on that 86 Celtics team.
He can take credit, too. It's up there.
You know what I mean? You're right. You could. But the one thing I will tell you that Garnett did, and I'll tell you this, you know, from a white kid who popularized rap music in the Western Mass suburbs, but I always looked at the Celtics so my demo was mid-80s to mid-90s. I looked at, like, really, so I saw the tail end of the Bird-McHale era and Parrish era to the Reggie Lewis era
yep.
with A.C. Earl and Dana Barros and, like, guys that, you know, so you saw that. But for me, it seemed like when Garnett came out of high school, if the Celtics had a pick and they were on the board, you know, they would have, you know, it's like the Celtics to me were, and this was the outside perception. Now, there are certain people in the media, whether it's Stephen A. Smith or Bomani Jones, that still feel as though there's some remnants of that. But I felt as though, as a white kid growing up in Western Mass, that the Celtics were always too little. Lily White. Magic Johnson said he would come into Logan International Airport and some black guys, they were getting off their commercial flight off TWA, which no longer, by the way, kids under 30, don't even bother Googling it. It's not even worth it. But TWA, he'd be walking off the plane, and he said some black guys would come up to him at Logan International Airport and say, hey, go get him tonight. And Magic look at him like, what? What do you mean? Go, you're in Boston? Where do you live? Where are you from? He goes, I'm from here. He goes, we're all pulling for you. It was the perception that the Celtics were white, the Lakers were black, but yet the Celtics were blue-collar, the Lakers were white-collar because they were L.A., they were Hollywood, they were all this stuff. I felt as though not only what Garnett did on the court for the 08 title, but him sort of changing the racial, if there was any racial stereotype, it was just perhaps from a perceptional standpoint that when Garnett came to the Celtics and you had three prominent black stars, Garnett, Allen, and Pierce, I felt like, okay, the Celtics are cool, that they're no longer stuck in, hey, we're going to try to find the next Larry Bird and look at guys like Christian Laettner, Danny Ferry, Tom Gugliotta, Troy Murphy, and all these other stiffs that great Keith Van Horn. No, they got away from that. Like, okay, the Celtics are now ready to get into the 20th century and not. Now, I know Red was huge, but I didn't feel as though that the Celtics, I felt as though there was always this sort of like.
Why? Like, what if Len Bias hadn't died?
Oh, they would have been great. And oh, they
correct me if I'm wrong here. He was black?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I don't know. And Reggie Lewis was your best player.
Yeah, but the media standpoint was just that. I guess it was too much Bird and McHale and Ainge.
Well, I think it was. The Bird magic thing stuck. Even when they were gone, the mentality or the image stuck. And fairly or unfairly, I'm not going to tell people how to think, and I'm not going to tell a luggage guy at Logan Airport how he should feel and whether that's really his team or not. I mean, it happened as recently as, remember the whole Gordon Hayward, Jay Crowder, and they're cheering for Hayward, and they wanted to bring Hayward here, and Crowder was the odd man. That whole thing.
Right.
I can't tell people you're wrong if you believe that or you feel that.
Well, no, by the way, Gordon Hayward's better than Jay Crowder. I mean,
he is.
Yeah.
But that was a whole talking point that the home crowd is rooting for the white guy on the other team that they want to bring because Boston is white.
Yeah.
And, you know, I said it yesterday, and we'll get into the Myles Garrett thing. I didn't believe Myles Garrett. He comes off as not believable to me.
I know.
But I feel like saying that as the white Boston talk radio host, I'm a racist.
Yeah.
I'm a racist, right? Because I don't believe the black guy.
But
is it because I just don't believe the guy?
You don't believe the guy, and maybe because I'll go ahead and take – listen, Mike Tomlin tripping the player on the sidelines one time, that wasn't a good look, but Mike Tomlin's never been a liar. For Mike Tomlin to come out and basically call Myles Garrett a liar, that to me, that's –
And I think, I think a critical aspect here, this would be a different story to me if the quarterback in question was Ben Roethlisberger, a Super Bowl winning franchise quarterback. Mike Tomlin's going to bat for a guy that may not be his quarterback in 6 months or a year.
Yeah.
Mason Rudolph stinks.
Yeah,
he got replaced by a duck.
Well, Mike Tomlin actually said when he got replaced by Devlin Hodges, Mike Tomlin goes, why did you do it? You talk about throwing someone in the bus. He goes, oh, yeah, because, basically Mason was killing us.
Right.
He said Mason was killing us.
So he's not that good. For him to defend a guy, again, that may not be on his roster in a very short period of time, that tells me he truly believes it. He's not sticking up for his franchise quarterback, you know, just out of loyalty. He truly believes what he's talking about.
Yeah. All right, so I don't think the Celtics should retire Kevin Garnett's number.
You're a boob, always.
That's fine. I've been called worse. Andy Hart thinks they should. Andy also thinks they should retire Jonas Jerebko.
No.
Isaiah
Thomas. I actually got – there's an argument here. Of the big three, the second big three, Pierce gets it automatically, right? Career Celtic won a title, right?
No doubt.
So Garnett, we have a little divide here.
Yeah.
No one's arguing for anything beyond that, correct?
No.
Okay?
No.
So there's a line.
So there's the thing. Why not Ray Allen? We'll get into that, too.
I will say, I argued on TV with Kyle Draper last night. He thinks Ray Allen should get his, too. And I was like, what are we doing here?
Right. But that's what you've all... Listen.
Well, then give Rondo his, too.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You've opened up this Pandora's box.
But it's not Pandora's box with Kevin Garnett. Kevin Garnett is a stud.
He's
a central figure.
No, I know.
A bit player.
You know who else should be retired? Leon Poe.
Me.
Eddie House.
Me.
Let's keep doing it. James Posey.
You're being ridiculous.
Yeah, okay.
You know it.
All right. Not that guy.
Yeah, let's keep doing it. By the way, I think maybe our food prayers have been answered. We will talk about that on the other side, but now it's time for trending. 617-779-7937.
Weekday afternoons 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Okay, according to longtime NFL writer and the father of future Hall of Fame wide receiver Larry Fitzgerald, the Las Vegas Raiders are preparing to offer Tom Brady a two-year deal worth $60 million. If this is correct, I think he's gone.
He gone.
He gone.
Where's that sound? But we're going to drop it.
He gone.
Yeah. And in my opinion, will not be the biggest number and will not be the only number.
I think
there's going to be more. And Mike Giardi was on the off-day pod here on WEEI this week, and he thinks there will be numbers that will approach 2 years, $75 million.
Shut the front door.
So
really?
Patriots want Tom Brady to test the market. Careful what you ask for, because he may find out.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I know.
Really that valuable?
Yeah, why would you say that if you're out? Like, you don't want, no, you want
that's how they do business, and it's worked in the past for him at times.
It is Gonski.
Gonski!
Hey, well, hopefully he's better than his Zdeno Chara stuff in the playoffs last year, right? I love Christian, though. NBA All-Star Weekend Star last night in Chicago. Did you see Darius Miles? looking a little bloated. Did you see that?
I did not.
Okay, well, good for you, because there was no celebrities in that game except for Common.
Yeah, it was.
Right, it was WNBA players and former NBA players.
I had no interest in that.
Kind of defeats the purpose.
It was awful.
As soon as I see Stephen A. versus Will Bond, interest tonight. But what I did enjoy, and I enjoyed it for some of it, and then it got off the rails, the Future Stars game. Did you see? It was fun. They were back and forth. Morant throwing to Zion.
Right.
But then they tried to get Zion to put on a dunk show late, and he missed like four dunks in a row.
It got
to that awkward. Remember a few years ago the dunk contest went through that where like everybody was missing everything?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're trying something cool, but unless you actually dunk it, who cares? I can try to fly, but if I fall, it's not impressive.
Right, exactly. Tonight's event, Skills Challenge, three-point contest. Main event, of course, the Slam Dunk Contest. All starting at 8 o'clock. You know what I think is kind of cool? Because he's found his love for the game again. Guess who's in it? Former champion Dwight Howard.
Yeah, like 11 years since he won it.
Since he jumped.
Superman's back, baby.
Right, yeah.
And local kid.
Right.
White kid. Pat Connaughton, baby. Let's go.
That's right. Yeah. 69th All-Star Game be held tomorrow night on TNT. I won't be watching. Bruins coming off a win Wednesday night. Hey, Eamon, don't save that for off the air. You can say it on the air if it's that funny, if he's laughing.
Might have been a word I couldn't say.
Oh, I got you. The Bruins host Detroit today at the Garden. Puck drops at 1. Bourbon and Bacon is back, and it's bigger than ever. Coming Saturday, March 21st at the Encore Boston Harbor, sample bacon-inspired dishes and tried some of the best bourbon in the country. It's Bourbon and Bacon, presented by KM. Tickets are on sale now at baconevent.com. That's baconevent.com.
Has anyone ever tried bacon-wrapped buffalo wings?
Oh, I'm sure it's been done.
Because I was just thinking,
I'm sure
like,
it's
the world
been
has
done.
Been taken over by buffalo and bacon.
No doubt.
Let's marry them.
Yeah.
They'd have the perfect child.
All vegetarians and vegans, welcome. 617-779-7937. We'll get your calls next on Mark and Hart.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're right back to Mark and Hart on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
All right, I'd like to say thank you to the fine folks at Mass Hole Donuts. They're a new place in Arlington. Mass Hole Donuts, they have their own website, and they dropped off. They got all apparently fresh ingredients. Alex Mansfield is the name. I'm looking at their website right now, massholedonuts.com. And Hart, you're a man who certainly has a wide palate when it comes to tasting. How did those grab you?
Tremendous.
Okay, good.
Ask and ye shall receive, and thank them very much.
Yeah.
The thing that I like the best, and we got a bunch of donut holes here.
Yep.
I enjoyed the Pecan Hill. Had some nuts on it, obviously, pecans, but some caramel and various things. And the thing I like is they are crunchy a little bit on the outside, like crisp, and then nice and soft on the inside.
Yeah.
And they're yummy.
They are.
Get there early, we heard.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if you don't get there early, then you might as well probably not go.
Yeah, so Alex actually came in for a sec, super nice guy, and that was one of the things that he wanted us to kind of mention, is that being a new place, and as we all tasted how good those freaking donuts are, you
got to
get there early, like especially on Saturdays when people are off and, you know, maybe a little hungover, going in there to get some goods.
Yeah, he didn't say this, but I'm just going to assume they're fat-free, right?
No, they actually don't count for anything.
Well,
no points, no nothing.
They're fresh, and then there's one that it's got Nutella on it with some white chocolate and fresh strawberries or raspberries or black raspberries. They got Newberry Street, which, as you mentioned, like the ones you were talking about, contain nuts. And then Barnstable Blackout Cake, which is quadruple chocolate, which has Jimmy's on them, which is, I haven't tried those yet, but I'm eyeing them right now like a dog being starved, well, you know, back in the day and just wanting to dive into that. But yeah, and what you said, Eamon.
It's also appropriate for our show because
we are massholes.
Well, you are.
Yeah, you are as well. We're both massholes. But yeah, check them out. They're on Two Lake Street in Arlington. I guess they're new. And man, these things are unbelievable. And some of the ones we didn't get in, I actually like to try. The Mama's Little Masshole Vanilla Bean Cake Donut with Vanilla Bean Glaze and Rainbow Jimmies.
Oh, that sounds good.
Really good. Oh, yeah. Like, that's...
I'm guessing I wouldn't mind trying each and every one of them.
Right. I don't think... yeah, and it's just a variation. It's sort of... Oh, man, this is good stuff. So
if you want to check them out on social, too, at Masshole Donuts on Instagram.
And you put a photo of our donuts on, right? Link to it?
Yeah, well, I put it up on the story,
right.
On my story.
Yeah, thank you. Masshole Donuts,
we are enjoying...
Yeah.
I feel like this is the golden era of donuts. They've really taken off the last... A few years ago, it was cupcakes, and now I feel like donuts have taken off.
And which is weird, because Dunkin', just you bring that up, they no longer want to be referred to as donuts. Just
right,
Dunkin'.
Now they're just Dunkin'.
So, which is weird, but like you're seeing this type of thing, and it's like, whoa. And that's when you know, I've always heard about this place in Austin, Texas, called Franklin's Barbecue. They say it's like the best barbecue in the world. People literally get there, and they camp out as if it's the morning of their tailgating for a Texas-Oklahoma game, and they get there at 5:30 in the morning. I have a friend who lives there, and he said, I goes, well, how long do you wait? Because they open up at 11. I go, you go there for 5.5 hours?
That better be good.
And he said, they're gone by 12:15, if not before noon, and once they're gone, they're done. So it's like this place. If you don't get there early, they're gone.
Right.
That's it. That's all he made for today. So I know they're open until 2, but...
You won't need the full... Yeah.
Yeah.
He said if you're not in there by, you know, early, like, he said they're usually out by noon, so...
Tremendous.
Wow.
Well,
good luck to them. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Masshole Donuts. We appreciate that. All right, 617-779-7937 is the number to get in. Garnett, should he be retired? Should he not be? It's become a sort of a polarizing subject. Let's go to Steve in Fall River to leave us off today. What's up, Steve?
I'd like to talk about why Kevin Garnett can't get in and why Tom Brady will be better off in Oakland or somewhere besides the Patriots, and why this idea of the Patriots letting people go out and test the market is a bad idea. Let me start with Kevin Garnett, and maybe we'll see how far I can get. The guy was here for 6 seasons. If you look at the retired players, there's 2 categories. There's the longtime greats that had many, and that's the majority, that had many, many championships. And then there's Reggie Lewis, who died, and he's in his own category because he represented the future. He got put in because of the time of it was. He was the rebirth. He was the beginning of something that got cut short. And then there's Dennis Johnson, who's the most applicable to Kevin Garnett. Dennis Johnson was here for 7 seasons. He had most of his personal success before he got here, but he was an integral part of 2 championships. A hugely integral part of 2 championships. Now back to Kevin Garnett. He was here for 1 championship. And guess what? What's the season he missed? This is why he's out in my mind. What's the season he missed the playoffs, guys?
2009.
Okay, 2009. Danny Ainge, 2 or 3 games before the regular season, says, we're resting Kevin Garnett because he has a non-structural. Write that down, everybody. Non-structural problem in his knee. 5 or 6 days later, Doc Rivers says, he's out. He's out for the whole playoff. Doc, being a doctor, says he's out for the whole playoffs. Mm-hmm. Fast forward, he comes back next year, doesn't have any surgery. His knee hurt. I heard this guy was a warrior. His freaking knee hurt. Take a few shots, Kevin, and play. That's not a warrior. That's a fraud with a capital F. His knee hurt. You had this Eric something who played for the Los Angeles Lakers with a structural problem in his knee that year or the year after. There was a young kid playing center for the L.A. Lakers. Does anybody remember his name?
Wait. So do you mean Andrew
Bynum?
Hold on. Do you mean Andrew Bynum?
Yeah.
Oh,
he had a big problem with his knee.
And he played. Before he got weird. Listen, Bynum on the Lakers was a stud.
So you're saying Garnett is soft?
And he had his Well, you tell me.
I think he was a fake bully. I've always said for years he was a fake bully.
Well, Charles Oakley always called him a fake tough guy.
I didn't even get into that, how he would pick on the rest of the plays. But take that aside. His accomplishments are good. They don't fit in to being. They with the Celtics, they're good. They're not great. They're just not. And it's just not when you look into the other layers of Celtic retirees.
Like Don Nelson.
Don Nelson, how many championships did Don Nelson
so
win?
So it's just about, so everybody from Bill Russell's era should be in. All their numbers should be retired.
They practically are.
But guess what? Everybody from Bill Russell's era isn't in.
No, but my point is it's not just
and
about
Don
the
Nelson
championships.
Don Nelson spanned two eras, by the way.
So
he
no one.
In the 60s and he played in the 70s.
And he was part of five world titles. But and so was Kevin Garnett. He wasn't a part of. He built a world title for the Celtics.
The most recent banner was built
by Kevin Garnett.
Hey Steve, time out for 1 second. And that's the thing. From someone, you know, you worked in Foxborough for so long. I love how you said he built a world title, a singular world title.
But that means something.
The Indianapolis Colts.
That means something.
We used to laugh.
So now we just laugh at titles. You went forever. How many years? 22 years without it?
When you're the Celtics, yes, you do laugh at titles because you got to be part of more.
So everybody who wins multiple titles, everybody on those teams should have their number retired. You only win one title, but you're the best player.
No.
You don't get your number retired? That makes no sense.
No. Guess what? We used to laugh at the Indianapolis Colts because they were putting things up like they made it to the AFC title game.
Right. He didn't make it to the NBA Finals. He won the title. Anything is possible.
Hello. When you're on the Celtics and the other guys have at minimum 2 to 10, you probably shouldn't be retired. You got to talk about context here. You probably shouldn't be.
I agree. Context. You went 22 years, and for the bulk of it, you sucked. And Rick Pitino sucked, and everything sucked. And they were going to get rid of Paul Pierce.
ML
everything
Carr.
Sucked. Everything fell apart. And then he came here, and you were in the NBA Finals twice, and you added a banner to your rafters. Context.
He didn't do it by himself, and it was one banner.
And Steve,
the second year he could have had the banner, his knee hurt.
Hey Steve, you know what's a funny thing too is that he didn't even win the Finals MVP. Paul Pierce did.
No, I know.
So like it was Paul Pierce is the KG was,
who is the man that was the centerpiece of that title?
Okay, but who let him?
Who was the centerpiece of the most recent banner?
Paul Pierce.
No. I mean, you can lie. You're being disingenuous.
No, he was a Finals MVP.
You're being
MVP.
Disingenuous. I don't care. Who was the centerpiece?
Paul Pierce.
You're full of crap.
No, listen. I get it. I see what you're saying. Then they both were. Let's just say they both
were. Okay, if you want to split it, then they both get their number retired. Oh, wait. They both get the number retired.
But Paul Pierce put 15, 16 years here. He didn't put six.
So it's longevity.
Yeah.
You can if you have simple rules, those are your choice of rules. The Celtics do not have that. They have opened it at, what is this, 24? Is he going to be number 24 or 23? Whatever
24. 24. The 24th.
So they retire a lot of numbers. They have set that in motion. That's just the reality of it. And he supersedes a lot of people that have already had their number retired, in my opinion. He is higher on the list. If you were going to start to grade, should the... Because Rich Keefe wants to go back and take them all down. Have ceremonies where they lower them.
Well, listen, to me, Reggie Lewis, you're coming down. Number 35 is available. Bill Sharman, sorry. Don Nelson, sorry. Cedric Maxwell, sorry.
Lusky?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all those are coming down. All of them.
And then you put them nicely in the Celtics Hall of Fame.
That's right.
That you build next to the garden
you
somewhere.
You can't keep retiring numbers. Do you understand that out of all the numbers, now, Parrish did have double zero, so I guess zero is still available, but
it won't be. It'll be retired the way he's going.
Yeah, but I mean, like, there's only, like, 76 numbers left now.
Yeah, but there's only 15 people on a basketball team. It's not football. You can get through those 76 numbers for a long time because most of the guys aren't that good that come through. So you're not going to have to retire numbers. Numbers is not an issue. Now, you're going to get to the point, I said this yesterday, where, you know, everybody's wearing 91, 92, 93. There'll be some ugly numbers on the court. It's like spring training pitchers and guys that get called up. But you're not going to run out of numbers. And I can't fathom this angst with Kevin Garnett getting his number retired. Like, to me, it's almost a no-brainer. It's borderline, and it should be. if you're going to get it retired, it's the Eli Manning thing. If you can argue against it, then he's not a Hall of Famer.
But here's the thing. Yes, his prime wasn't in Boston, though.
So?
That's the problem.
So Adam Vinatieri, he can't get his number retired by both teams?
I mean, if the Colts want, that's the Colts.
See, now it's the Colts.
No.
Yeah, you're like Steve.
No.
We made fun of the Colts because they put up division titles and conference championships. Kevin Garnett put up a legitimate title.
Well, like I told you before, and I read this to you.
So Aaron Rodgers shouldn't get his number retired in Green Bay?
Oh, of course he will.
Wait, he has one.
But I mean, he spent his entire career.
No,
50
Steve
years.
Made the argument you have to have multiple titles.
Well, and I don't listen. All I say is this: if you want to compare, because who the Celtics always compared to the Lakers? Let's go through it: Wilt Chamberlain, Elgin Baylor, Gail Goodrich, Magic Johnson, Kareem, Shaq, Worthy, West, Jamal Wilkes, Kobe. 10 numbers. Nobody will dispute any of that.
There's only 10.
It's only 10.
I thought Rich had more yesterday. He read off the same list, and I swear it was longer.
There was only 10, and there's not like a Byron Scott or a Michael Cooper or a Robert Horry or Derek Fisher.
Wait a minute. Are you comparing Garnett?
No.
Okay.
No. But I'm telling you is that Byron Scott played a lot more for the Lakers and won more titles with the Lakers.
So it's just longevity. And you got to come at the right time.
It's a combination of everything. Now,
so Matt Chatham should have his Patriots number retired. He won 3 titles. He's your boy. He's your Nesson boy. Are you arguing for Matt Chatham to have his Patriots number 58 retired?
I am not.
Okay, 3 titles. Why not?
Because he didn't have the impact that those guys did.
He shot at him. He was a very good special teamer. Filled in once. He had like a scoop and score touchdown.
I know. But let's not be ridiculous here.
He played for a while and he won 3 titles. You should put him in.
You know as well as I do. Garnett, he deserves everything he's going to get. And he's going to get immortalized this September in Springfield. With the late, great Kobe Bryant and Tim Duncan. It's just he should not have. Now, obviously, he is the T-Wolves, so his number should be retired forever there. That's no issue there, but not in Boston. I'm sorry. It just cheapens. Every time you do this, you cheapen the legacy of having a number retired.
They have already cheapened it in other ways with other players. This one doesn't cheapen it.
Yes, it does.
The centerpiece of an era and a title run is not cheapening it. He set the tone on and off the court. We've all heard the stories about the pizza line, and he has to go first, and players go first, and he beats up doctors who try to go first, and whatever the hell he did, he set the tone. He was the man upon a title was built.
He was the man. He was the alpha. There's no question about it. I just don't want his number retired. If you want to put a statue of him, Pierce, and Allen outside TD Garden, not that Jeremy Jacobs would allow that to happen.
Wait, now we're on the opposite side of the spectrum. I don't want a statue. We don't give statues for a single title.
Well,
we retire
numbers. You should retire a single title.
Statues are Bobby Orr and Bill Russell and Tom Brady and those types of people.
Tell that to the city of Philadelphia as a statue.
We don't live in Philly. We're better than Philly.
Hey, tell that to the city of Philly who retired. How about this? They retired, not retired, but they have Nick Foles and Doug Peterson outside right now of the Lincoln
That's
Philly.
That's their problem. We can be better. You know, be better. We're better.
All right, 617-779-7937, Mark and Hart.
This is Mark and Hart on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
The greatest single season in history is number 17, soon to be raised to the Raptors.
You know, it's any title's great, and I think that people felt ripped off in 86 because you wanted that rematch of the Celtics-Lakers because of what happened in 85 when the Lakers clinched on the parquet floor, and you wanted that. And then when Ralph Sampson hits the bouncer that rolls off the rim and goes in the Western Conference Finals, people are like, the Rockets, really? It was like, I mean, you win a finals, but you wanted the Celtics Lakers. They did that. I remember now. I remember Kobe walking off the court and how frustrated he was because it was weird. In that series, Pau Gasol looked like that, quote, soft European player.
Right.
He came back the next year against Dwight Howard, who was really Dwight Howard back then wasn't the guy that you've seen. And the Lakers and Perkins up until game seven, and he came to play. But that was sweet doing it against the Lakers. Anytime you beat the Lakers in anything, it was sweet. But that series in particular, because there was no doubt the Celtics were going to win that thing. No doubt. There was no – I mean, Pierce was amazing. He went back to L.A. They won a huge game at the Staples Center. They came back here, and everybody knew that there's no chance in hell the Lakers were leaving Boston with another ring. No, but there's no way.
I'm also interested in why people – like, why does it bother people if Garnett gets his number retired? Like, what is – what's the downside?
It cheapens the legacy.
No, it can't.
No.
It's already cheapened.
Well,
the numbers have been cheapened. You already look up and say, wow, there's a lot of numbers up there.
I know.
So he's not altering that. Don't blame him.
But
blame Red if you want to blame anybody.
It adds to it. It just adds to it. It's just another – it's another log in the fire that – You know, I mean,
a bigger, better log than some of the logs already.
Sure, sure. Like I said, with all due respect to the dearly departed, Reggie Lewis should not be retired. I mean, like, I'm sorry, you just shouldn't, you know what I mean? Like, did the Patriots retire Daryl Stingley because he became paralyzed in a preseason game against Jack Tatum?
And let me be clear, I'm using precedent as part of my argument for Garnett because I used to love the Red Sox way. You had to be in the Hall of Fame,
yep.
And you had to be basically a career Red Sox. They tweaked it. Remember they tweaked it for Carlton Fisk? Oh, he works for us now, so he finished his career with the Red Sox.
Sure.
Kind of thing. I loved that. The simplicity of you looking. There's only a couple numbers out there.
You know what worried,
love it.
You know what worried me? I heard that there were rumors, and please, I hope not. I don't mind Pedro. Pedro gets number retired. I'm all, like I think
how long was he here? Careful.
Well, the prime of his career.
Careful. You might contradict yourself.
No. Prime of
his career. I'll look it up.
Prime of his career.
Oh, so if it's your prime of your career, but it's only 6 or 7 years, but that's okay?
Yeah, he was only here for one title, too. So that,
yeah, interesting.
Yeah, no,
the walking contradiction that is you.
No. But I don't want to see Jason Varitek or Tim Wakefield's number get retired.
No.
Who's
arguing for that?
No. Listen.
Okay, well, let's be serious.
I've heard that.
Sorry, 7 years for Pedro. So he shouldn't have his number retired, right?
You know what? By my criteria for I cannot contradict. No, he shouldn't.
And where's your line? Is it 10 years? Is it 9 years? Where's the line where you're like, whew, now I'm good enough and long enough I can have my number retired?
It's a great question. I would say you got to get probably close to a decade. You got to get a decade in.
So a decade, not close to a decade.
You got to get 10. You got to get 10. You got to get 10.
How long did Gronk play?
10. You got 10.
Sort of.
Yeah, I know.
Not
I know.
If you remove the years where
three titles
times
done.
Missed.
Three titles.
Sort of.
Well, really two, but that's fine. But multiple.
I know.
Because I know.
This is the problem.
I will give you credit. I initially thought, Pedro, he won a couple Cy Youngs with the Red Sox. He was, you know, if you remember, in that 04 team, he was sort of not Pedro.
But.
Because don't forget, 2 years later, he was a Met.
But he also... I give guys credit not just for the statistics, for their piece being the sun. Pedro was the sun, right? The Red Sox revolved around,
hey, call his ass, you take him out of his grave about being him in the Astros.
Like all of that, right? There's a value in that whole mentality or aura or swagger. And that, to me, Pedro brought it to the Red Sox. He was helped. I'm not saying it was just him. Good teams win because they have good talent. It's not just one guy. Maybe in the NBA occasionally, but, and Garnett brought that to the Celtics, right?
Yeah.
Garnett couldn't win in Minnesota by himself. He was, you know.
They did get to the Western Conference Finals with Latrell Sprewell and Sam Cassell, but they couldn't win it.
You don't get credit for foul balls.
No, right.
You got to put the ball in play and hit a home run.
And here's what one of the arguments for Garnett. Well, they should have won two. Hell, I'll give you this. They should have won three, but they didn't. That's the thing. They didn't. Now, do I think they got jobbed? If you go back and look up the fourth quarter box score, game seven of the 2010 NBA Finals at Staples Center against Kobe and the Lakers, do I think that the refs, like, literally, I think in the fourth quarter alone, go look this up, because I'm pretty sure on this, Amon looked this up. The Lakers in that fourth quarter got 15 more free throws in the fourth quarter alone than the Celtics did.
I'm surprised Tommy didn't have a heart attack.
Oh, I know.
He would have died.
No, I know. So yes, it is... It is what it is. Let's go to the phones. Steve and Braintree is up next. What's up, Steve?
Hey, guys. I'm just calling about the Kevin Garnett number retirement.
Yep.
Kevin Garnett was...
Don't listen to your radio, Steve.
Yeah, especially when he's on.
I just shut the radio off.
Okay, thanks, man.
Yep.
Now you can talk.
Hey, guys. Steven Branchy here. Calling about the Kevin Garnett great number retirement. Personally, I feel like the Celtics should not retire his number. He was instrumental in our championship, but it's a little tacky to do it. If you're going to retire his, where do you stop? Are you retiring Ray's too?
No, I can tell you, I stop at him.
No, I'm allowed to stop. No, but Steve brings up a valid point. Why not Ray Allen?
Because he wasn't the one or two biggest figures on that team. Well, he was three, and I have a limit.
So neither was Don Nelson.
He's a bronze. That's water under the bridge. Red's dead. Red can't make me do anything anymore.
The big three. That started the big three. Ooh. It started the NBA's whole scheme of going big three.
Yes, it did. Right. Yes, it did. Hey, Steve, just to your point, for the Redeem team, when they were hanging out in Beijing, I'm talking about LeBron, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh. That was after the Celtics had just won the title. They said, in 2 years, when me and Bosh are free agents, we're going to do this together. But it was the impetus,
right,
was the big three with Garnett, Pierce, and Allen.
That doesn't mean Ray Allen should have his number retired.
Doesn't mean Kevin Garnett should.
Kevin Garnett was the big dog on that big three. He was the reason you won a title.
Pierce and Garnett don't get it themselves.
No, I didn't say they get it themselves. Okay, so we don't retire any numbers, because no one wins it themselves. Larry Bird can't have his number retired, right? Didn't win it himself. McHale and Parrish and DJ, there were a bunch of teammates around him that contributed.
You're talking about a bunch of guys who won multiple titles.
Okay, so now it's multiple titles. If he had won one more game, Garnett would have deserved to be retired and not retired. Like, that's all it hinged on?
You know what?
On a fourth quarter where you think he got jobbed?
Well, listen, yeah, that's what it comes down to. If he got the second title, I'm okay with it.
That's ridiculous. No. So now it's just a statistical thing. It's like there's a line in the, if you don't have two titles, we don't even consider you. That makes no sense to me.
That's not how I feel either, because Pierce spent his career here. If Pierce had, before the big three formed and he left and went to the Lakers or wherever and won, does he get his number retired there? A la Ray Bourque with the Colorado Avalanche?
No. I mean, I don't know what they do. I don't really care what they do personally, but I would say no, he doesn't. So now we're going to use other teams' mistakes as an argument? Like that? Now you're back to the Indy argument. Oh, we should put up banners for division crowns, put up banners for wild card weekend, put up banners for AFC titles.
But one of the things you're not understanding, Andy, is the fact that this is the Celtics. This isn't the Colts. This is
the team that's
Celtics.
Retired more numbers than anybody.
Right. Right.
Right. So you retire it. But stick with franchise tradition.
But
you're already the greatest franchise, right? Mm-hmm. Has it cheapened anything? Does anybody go, the Celtics are the best franchise in NBA history, except for that stupid thing they do with numbers. So I'm going to dock points in their, legendary status, and they're not that great. No one cares. And you're adding a player who's better than a lot of guys that are already retired, correct?
That I cannot argue.
Okay, so retire it. Right. Get off your high horse.
That I can. There's no question, KG. Steve, I'm with you. I don't think they should retire it. And for what it's worth, this is what they do. And I will say this. Danny Ainge is certainly carrying on the legacy set forth by his mentor, the late Red Auerbach.
Right. Which, again, I will say it. I'm all for a separation of church and state, having a Hall of Fame and retired numbers. But, the tube is already, the paste is already out of the tube, with the Celtics. You unless you're going to do what Rich Keefe wants and call families and say, we're going to have a ceremony. We're going to unretire your dead grandfather's number. We'd love for you to be in attendance that night.
Awkward. Well, all I know is that when you're talking about all the players, for me, the one guy, and I understood it was an emotional time. I get it. Reggie Lewis? No.
Yeah, I wouldn't have.
No.
But death is also different. Death pushes things in a certain direction. It just does. That's just the reality.
But I mean, guy made one All-Star game in his six or seven
good
seasons.
Player.
He was a good player.
Northeastern.
I know. He was a Husky. He's from Baltimore. He played in the great Baltimore Dunbar team with David Wingate and Muggsy Bogues and all those great. It's not enough. It's like Reggie Lewis. I'm sorry. I remember. I think his number was retired in March of '95, but it was due to emotion. It's not like this guy's going to be, he wasn't one of the greatest Celtics of all time.
No,
I got. Let's just be honest.
Who should have it more, Reggie or Garnett? Reggie played his whole career here, didn't win a single title.
Garnett,
right?
Neither one of them, but Garnett.
Garnett should be in.
Gun held head, there's Garnett. There's no doubt. I mean, I'm sorry. Reggie Lewis was not.
Let me ask you a question. If you had acted like the Celtics owners, and the second that Kevin Garnett is screaming, anything is possible, and I made you vote then, Kevin Garnett, number retired or no?
No.
Because you didn't know what was going to happen in the future.
Right,
maybe
right.
You think, oh, they're going to win two more in the next 2 years,
right,
whatever.
Right. No, no, I wouldn't have done it at that point.
Because that's somewhat right. Emotion.
I know.
You get caught up
well,
in
that's
it.
What I'm saying. You get a guy. I mean, it's been 25 years since Reggie Lewis's number was retired. He actually passed away in July of 93. I think it was the 27th because Bill Simmons always tweets out on that day, I'll hate this day forever because that was the day that Reggie Lewis died, July 27th, 1993, if I'm not mistaken. But again, this is the Celtics. This isn't like, you know, this is the gold standard in basketball history. I name you the 10 Lakers, and nobody, like, they didn't retire Byron Scott, Michael Cooper, Isaiah Ryder, Nick Van Exel, Eddie Jones. You know, like, and I'm not comparing Garnett to those guys, but it's like, you just can't, Vlade Divac, you know, like, I don't know.
No one's asking them to retire, though.
Yeah.
And if they wanted to, I don't know that I would care.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not a Lakers fan, so I wouldn't look at it with any passion.
But when I name you, when I read you those 10 names for the Lakers, you're like, yeah, those are all deserve to be retired. All of them. You can't say that with the Celtics. All right, we'll continue on this. We'll get to Brady Watch. Oh, do you know we're 32 days away from the official start of free agency?
Sweet, already? I mean, this hasn't dragged on at all.
No!
Hasn't felt like we've been talking about this forever.
No!
And analyzing every word said by everybody who's ever known Tom Brady or the NFL.
32 days away, so we'll get to all that. Mark and Hart, hour two.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.